Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz discovers it isn't just birds who migrate on weather patterns, but also the bane of gardeners in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
If anyone's ever wondered why I talk so much about the weather on In My Backyard, I confess. Running a large outdoor Saturday morning farmer's market in Urbana is my day job. For 7 months out of the year, the weather and what it's going to do and when it's going to do it are a preoccupation. I even worry about the weather the rest of the year. Recently, I found myself thinking about the weather even more in terms of how it relates to growing food, since the winter was so mild and everything was growing so fast and early. Because fretting about the weather isn't enough, I started pondering another factor that can influence what's available to eat locally during our growing season. Bugs.
First thing that's going to happen, it's everything will be a little earlier than it usually is. Doesn't necessarily mean more abundant, but earlier.
That's Dr. Rick Weinzierl, professor in the Department of Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois, as well as a U of I extension specialist. His area of expertise is insects, specifically those that cause problems for specialty crop growers, farmers who grow fruits and vegetables. He and his team set traps for insects in their research orchard just south of Urbana to learn more about what's here and when it's here. But they also pay attention to the weather. They operate their own weather station at the orchard and use data from the Illinois Water Survey and other agencies. They do this for a lot of reasons, but one is because insects, when they migrate, often migrate in on weather systems.
They move in on weather systems, and that seems a little funny to people to say we've just received insects from Louisiana or Texas or the Gulf Coast, anywhere in the Gulf Coast. It's not like they use their own muscles to fly 500 miles or 1,000 miles. They simply rise up into weather systems, and they move with the weather fronts, and they drop out when the front hits a boundary. In the same way as we get thunderstorms, we have insects drop out of those weather systems.
I had no idea. I wondered, is it possible in some way to predict the arrival of certain types of insects? It actually is. One migrant species we've all seen at farmers markets or in the garden is the corn earworm, the worm you sometimes see in the tip of an ear of sweet corn after you start shucking. That bug doesn't survive the winter here very well, but it comes to us instead on weather systems from Texas and Louisiana. When it arrives makes all the difference to a sweet corn farmer. If it arrives in June, that farmer will have to intervene to keep the numbers down. If it arrives in August, it's not likely you'll find worms in your locally grown sweet corn. So it's definitely in farmers' interest to see which way the corn earworms are blowing, so to speak. Meteorologists and entomologists are helping them figure it out.
They make predictions that, you know, the likelihood of corn earworm emergence is low, and it will be low 80% of the time. But 20% of the time it will be, if populations are moving, then the likelihood of something happening is pretty high. And out of those, maybe only a quarter of those predictions will be right. But they do tell people, be attentive. And if you're attentive and nothing happens, it's probably no different than a tornado warning. We'd rather have a few false positives than negatives.
Professor Weinzierl told me that the insects that cause the biggest problems for our local farmers like hot, dry weather. So he thinks it's possible, but not probable, that insects could be more than a nuisance for the area's small farmers. Chances are pretty good that your favorites at local markets will not be obviously affected by insects. See other strange insect plagues, like the dark-winged fungus gnat infestation earlier this spring, or the infamous soybean aphid swarm of late summer 2008, that might become a bother if the weather conditions are just right at the right time in the insect's development. He did assure me, however, that it won't be a massive cloud of grasshoppers like the ones Laura Ingalls Wilder described in her book On the Banks of Plum Creek. Rocky Mountain locusts died out for reasons no one knows exactly in the early 1900s. One less insect to fret about. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Brotz.